Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gulf Coast prepares for Hurricane Helene. We have the story.
Proposed ceasefire in the Middle East gains wide support. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Take a look at traffic with Jad Chambers. Jad, you got an accident to tell us about or a slowdown?
Yes, we've been talking about this crash. We had actually heard it was westbound Kellogg right around Seneca. This is actually affecting the eastbound lanes. Yeah, you can actually see that pretty clearly on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. It's definitely affecting the eastbound lane, so eastbound accident there, Kellogg at Seneca.
Hurricane Helene set to strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane with an unsurvivable 20-foot storm surge.
All eyes are on the tropics as Hurricane Helene moves through the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is currently forecast to reach the Florida Panhandle on Thursday evening. The fast-moving storm is still expected to be a tropical storm as it passes near Atlanta on Friday morning. Because of the large size of the storm, the entire state of Florida will see at least some impacts from the hurricane. Tropical storm warnings have been issued south of Tampa to Miami and up the east coast of the state. Hurricane warnings are issued from the Florida Big Bend around off towards the west near Apalachicola. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
The White House put out a statement last night saying the United States and several other nations are signaling their support for a three-week ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Biden says the proposed ceasefire has a lot of support.
We're able to generate significant support from Europe as well as the Arab nations. It's important to support war, not widen.
U.S. officials say they're hopeful a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah would restart negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas.
A woman has been charged in Sedgwick County Court with murder after a shooting in northeast Wichita that killed 38-year-old Daryl Clark Sunday. Mercedes Muldrew was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting at an apartment complex on North Inwood. Muldrew is next due in court October 8th. Her bond has been set at $750,000.
A 30-year-old woman taken into custody for felony parental kidnapping. This after a missing 6-year-old child was found yesterday in Augusta. The child had been listed as missing from Las Vegas for 3 years. The Wichita Division of the Kansas Fugitive Apprehension Task Force arrested Natalie Black. She was wanted by the Nevada Attorney General's Office for felony parental kidnapping of a minor, and her arrest warrant dated back all the way to May of 2021.
Machinist union workers manning the picket lines again today outside Textron Aviation in Wichita. And one of those strikers is Justin Pels, who'd been with the company for 39 years. And he tells KNSS News he thinks a better contract offer can be offered soon.
It's possible. It really is. Because, you know, us older people, they're catering to the younger generation. when they sign in, they get like a $2,500 bonus. Well, that helps them today, but it doesn't help us older people. You know what I mean? But we've done it before. I was out here in 2008. And I think 30 days we were out over here. We remember that. I've worked with people today that I worked with then. Yes, I'm optimistic.
This is day four of the Textron Aviation Machinist strike in Wichita.
A Justice Department official testifies to House lawmakers about the January 6th Capitol riot from 2021 and the presence of federal agents that day. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz did not deny an assertion from Republican Thomas Massie that there may have been federal confidential sources in the crowd at the Capitol riot. This is the closest any DOJ official has come to confirming the allegation.
Do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Can you tell us today how many there were? Were there more than 100?
I'm not in a position to say that.
Democrats dismissed suggestions the feds may have been secretly at the Capitol on January 6th.
And Horowitz says his report about the riot will be out sometime between the election and inauguration.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a Thursday night football game tonight we'll preview. The Dallas Cowboys are on the road in division play, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's returned to work following heart surgery. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. This is Morning News time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he has returned to work following heart surgery to clear a blocked artery. The Republican governor said in a statement Wednesday that he received a stent last week at Oklahoma Heart Hospital South. His spokesperson, Abigail Cave, said in a statement that the blockage was discovered during a routine checkup and surgery was performed Friday. 51-year-old Stitt has no other known health issues.
A suspect identified after an explosion at a California courthouse leaves at least five people injured.
20-year-old Nathaniel McGuire identified as the man who set off an improvised explosive device at the Santa Maria courthouse.
McGuire was alone when he was apprehended and was wearing body armor underneath his jacket. He did not have any physical injuries from the explosion.
Undersheriff Craig Bonner of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office noting McGuire faces felonies including attempted murder and using an explosive device, noting four victims were taken to the hospital. An additional victim arrived on their own, noting all were released, explaining McGuire's motivation appears to have stemmed from a recent arrest for firearms offenses, noting he had an arraignment at the courthouse. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A New York resident has died from a mosquito-borne disease as experts warn of a widening risk.
Eastern equine encephalitis, or EEE, has a 30% fatality rate and is spread through bites from mosquitoes. State health officials say the patient was the first person to contract EEE in New York since 2015. The state health commissioner has declared EEE an imminent threat to public health. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A couple from Staten Island, New York, will have to pay the price for using a hidden camera to spy on a woman.
A federal jury awarding $2.78 million to Kelly Andrade. She sued Michael and Danielle Esposito after learning they placed a camera in a smoke detector with a memory card that contained hundreds of recordings of her naked or in various states of undress. Andrade had earlier noticed the smoke detector above her bed was constantly being repositioned. After making her discovery, Andrade filed a criminal complaint, but Esposito avoided jail time in a plea deal. Andrade says justice was not served in the criminal case, but her attorney says she's happy with a civil verdict. In New York, Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, that's not creepy at all.
Huh. That's quite disturbing. 8:11 now. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
And traffic right now, looks like they've gotten things cleaned up there at that traffic accident that was eastbound Kellogg at Seneca. Traffic's still backed up there, but they do have that accident cleared, so things are going to start looking better there. We've also now got a stalled-out vehicle causing a problem in a road construction area, northbound I-135 right around 2nd Street. can see that on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for your Thursday. Another nice day ahead. Cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine. That's going to help us warm up to a high of 79 degrees. Winds will continue to stay pretty light, too, out of the southeast, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now, clear sky. We have a north wind at 3 miles per hour, 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, at 10 in the morning, and the official hurricane season runs through the end of November. So we have a ways to go, and we've already been hit a couple of times. It looks like a pretty big storm brewing and heading toward the south coast right now in the form of Helene. Fox News Radio's Devin Brown with us this morning from Miami. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So people are getting the sandbags out, and a lot of people probably have left the coast and gone inland, right?
Well, we certainly hope so, especially in northern Florida, where it looks like the storm is certainly headed. Helene is now a Category 2 with 90 to 100 mile-an-hour winds, but it's going to strengthen and become more ferocious, and maybe even reach upwards of Category 4. And the worst thing that I think is expected now is some stretches along the Big Bend coast, that's the where the peninsula meets the panhandle, is a 15 to 20 foot high storm surge, which is unsurvivable. Now, those areas are very sparsely populated. There's a big national forest there, the Apalachicola National Forest. So this is not major metropolitan areas. However, people do live in that area, and they need to be getting out. And at the time, the window to do that is really closing. With a 20-foot storm surge, I mean, that just kind of washes homes off their foundations.
Are you a Florida native? Have you lived there most of your life?
I've lived here half my life half at this life. Point. So,
well, then you've seen a hurricane or two. What about that storm surge? I don't recall hearing about a 20-foot storm surge like that before.
Well, we had 30 feet with Hurricane Katrina. Especially in Mississippi. Most people, when they talk about Hurricane Katrina, they talk about levees failing in New Orleans. But up in Mississippi, there was about a 30-foot storm surge.
Wow.
That stretched about 80 miles east to west and just cleaned these coastal communities right off their foundations, from Paz Christian to Biloxi to Gulfport, places east of that. So, and it was just blocks and blocks and blocks. It looked like what you would see now, if, not to make light of it, but Gaza. It was just rubble. When you get a storm surge like that, it nothing really survives that, especially, you know, the people. If you do survive it, it is a miracle. And I would argue that you not test that. It's a pretty ferocious thing, but there are ways of preparing properly and making sure you're out of the way. We call that evacuating. And for a lot of people, it doesn't mean evacuating very far. It just means getting out of the way where the water is going to be. On top of the storm surge, of course, is rain and wind, and that does its own sets of damage. The storm surge in this case looks like it's going to be the worst of the effects.
Impact on an individual in the path of that storm, of course, you can't go to work. Kids are not going to go to school.
Correct.
And your life is going to be totally disrupted for several days. But again,
at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then again, we aren't even close to being through with this hurricane season. It goes through to the end of November.
Correct. So, the thing about this is that season is when the activity is the, most frequent.
Yeah.
It only takes one to really ruin your year. This could be the one for a lot of people. What we have to worry about now is just mitigating life loss, mitigating damage. It's for some people who do live in these coastal communities, they could see their homes destroyed. And we have to figure out where to put them for the time being. Do they stay in a trailer? Do they get into a hotel? Do they stay with relatives? And at some point what happens when you have lots of this type of damage that's very, very widespread, you get whole communities that just end up waiting. And then they just decide, you know what, we took up residence somewhere else in another town. We've been here for a year already. We're just going to sell out our old property, get what we can for it, because, you know, we've got new jobs. The kids are in new schools. Wow. We know where the pharmacy is and the grocery store is, you know, might as well just stay here now. That's how we end up with ghost towns. So.
For a lot of people, then, it's a life-changing event, as we call it.
Yes, it is.
Ty, hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown this morning talking about Hurricane Helene, which is supposed to hit the coast probably sometime this evening or tonight. There, the coast along Florida and Georgia. 8:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS in the Royals. They're in the hunt for the playoffs. They've got a little ways to go here, but it's been an interesting story every day, and Ted is keeping us posted. Let's see what the latest is on the Royals with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we're getting close. The Royals in the nation's capital last night, taking on a team that is really slumping, the Washington Nationals. The Royals, the Royals had trouble scoring runs last weekend when they got shut out back-to-back times. Now the Royals are doing that to their opponent. Shut out on Tuesday night, and the Royals going for another shutout last night. Heard it all on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Michael Lorenzen, only 2 1/3 innings from him. He exited with lower body fatigue. But after that, Daniel Lynch the fourth, Angel Serpa, John Schreiber, and Sam Long set the Nationals down. And the Royals pitching staff has now delivered 26 consecutive scoreless innings, a new franchise record. And Royals pitchers have now thrown 19 consecutive scoreless innings in this series. An 11th shutout win this season for the Royals, and a much-needed win down the stretch. Only 4 games to go, and the Royals can just about taste it. 3-0, the final score tonight.
Yeah, we're getting close. The Royals with their second straight shutout on the heels of that 7-game losing streak. You heard Daniel Lynch's name mentioned. 2 2/3 innings of scoreless work out of the bullpen. Since he got called back up from AAA in late August, he's appeared in 10 games, 0 runs allowed. Nice. All right, the Royals win it 3-0. They'll finish up this 3-game series against Washington. It's a day game, noon today on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals are going for the 3-game sweep. So here's what happened. The Royals won and the Minnesota Twins won. So here's where we are. The Royals have a 2-game lead over the Twins for a playoff spot with 4 games to go in the season. And the ESPN metrics say that gives the Royals an 86% chance to make the playoffs. Royals Nationals at noon today over on KFH. All right, we will talk college football tonight with the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. And that's with the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. 23rd-ranked K-State will be hosting 20th-ranked Oklahoma State. 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday in Manhattan on KFH. Tune in to Coach Kleiman tonight at 6 o'clock and preview that. After that, it's Thursday night football as we begin another week in the National Football League. The Dallas Cowboys on the road visiting their division rival New York, taking on the Giants. Cowboys are coming off back-to-back home losses. The Cowboys are favored by a touchdown in this one. The Cowboys have beaten the Giants 6 times in a row. Cowboys-Giants, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And we have a high school football game tonight featuring 2 undefeated teams. Conway Springs is 3-0 on the road at Medicine Lodge. Look at that one. And in volleyball, Wichita State won its conference opener on the road. Beat Memphis 3-1 last night. Emerson Wilford with a career-high 16 kills. 9th-ranked Kansas won its conference opener, winning in Lawrence in a sweep over Central Florida. The Jayhawks in volleyball ranked 9th in the nation, off to a record of 10-1 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the FCC is after Odyssey Radio. That's us. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Thursday morning, and 54 degrees. Hurricane Helene expected to make a landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane today, and it will bring an intense 20-foot storm surge, widespread flooding, and high winds. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor discusses disaster response measures the city will take during the storm.
We have our push crews. As you guys know, those are the ones that will clear the debris out of the way so that we can get first responders into neighborhoods if that's necessary.
Evacuation orders have been issued for many parts of Hillsborough County in Florida. Kimberly Compass has been sentenced in Sedgwick County District Court in the death of her 2-year-old son, Zayden. Compass faces life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. She was convicted of first-degree murder in May of 2021. In May of 2019, 2 years before that, Zayden died from a methadone overdose in the 2300 block of South Broadway. Methadone is a prescription used to treat opioid addiction. Messina's union workers are manning the ticket line, picket lines, that is, outside the Textron Aviation facilities in Wichita. One of those strikers is Justin Pels, and he tells KNSS News he's worked in the Wichita aircraft industry more than 40 years.
I started at Cessna in 1981, got laid off and went to Beach in 1985, and I have continuous seniority since 1985, 39 years.
Pell says he is confident that the union and the company can get together on a new contract soon. And this is day number 4 of the Textron Aviation machinist strike in Wichita. Los Angeles officials share an update after a deadly Metro bus hijacking.
LA police arresting Lamont Campbell for murder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 51-year-old accused of hijacking a city bus and fatally shooting a passenger.
While the investigation is still going on, I want to be very clear again that those involved must be held fully accountable to the rule of law. There is no place for this in LA, and we will be working to ensure that all Angelenos, riders and operators, are safe.
LA Mayor Karen Bass noting officials are piloting a weapon detection system for public transit and working to install more silent alarms and more bus operator barriers. Officials say a bus driver was able to alert police using an emergency button, sparking an hour-long slow-speed pursuit. The bus driver and a second passenger were rescued. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In June, the West Coast-based Navy SEALs participated in a training exercise off the coast of Southern California with the USS Greenville submarine and crew.
The training opportunity provided the submarine warfighters aboard the USS Greenville the opportunity to practice a unique capability. But it was about more than just improving the skills between the subcrew and the SEALs. Captain Kenneth Douglas, commander of the Submarine Squadron 11, explained that they could provide substantial value in securing access to either denied or contested areas. During the exercise, the SEALs conducted a military freefall jump into the ocean, followed by an airdrop of combat rubber raiding craft. Putting the boats into operation, the SEALs then rendezvoused with the USS Greenville. Government officials declined to comment on what type of contingencies the SEALs are training for, but the Financial Times recently reported that Navy SEALs are currently training for contingency plans in Taiwan if the Chinese government ever attempts to invade. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for your Thursday. Another nice day ahead. Cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine. That's going to help us warm up to a high of 79 degrees. Winds will continue to stay pretty light, too, out of the southeast, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear and 54 degrees. 836, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for entertainment news, The Blur, with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Hey, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame naming its performers for its induction ceremony.
I got you. Dua Lipa, Busta Rhymes, Chuck D, Dr. Dre, Demi Lovato, James Taylor, and Julia Roberts are among the lineup of presenters and performers set for next month's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This year's inductees include Peter Frampton, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest, Ozzy Osbourne, and others. The ceremony is set for October 19th at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland and will stream live on Disney Plus beginning at 7 Eastern. ABC will air a primetime special 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on New Year's Day. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Singer Kelly Clarkson and talk show host as well spoke with Extra. She talked about Extra with what she's learned as she begins the sixth season of her talk show.
I came in very humble, like, hey, I'm a singer, songwriter. Come on! Working 9 to 5. From the first season, I have listened a lot. And now at this point, season 6, like, I'm not nervous about anything. I'd say listening is probably the best thing I have learned, and also maybe something I should still work on.
Kelly Clarkson. A couple of projects from filmmaker Martin Scorsese postponed.
Martin Scorsese's two big projects. He was working on the biblical epic, The Life of Jesus, and a Frank Sinatra biopic have been put on hold for this year, according to Variety. Scorsese's The Life of Jesus was expected to be the first of the two projects to go into production. Variety reporting that the film is still in development. The Life of Jesus promises to explore Christ's complex human and divine aspects, much like Scorsese's earlier work in The Last Temptation of Christ. This project is different from Scorsese's Fox Nation 8-part docudrama. Martin Scorsese presents The Saints that will begin streaming Sunday, November 16th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, here we are on the first Thursday morning of autumn.
It's September 26th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Johnny Appleseed Day. The Massachusetts native was born John Chapman in 1774, and over the course of his life, he gained notoriety as a kind man who planted apple seeds wherever he went across parts of the East and Midwest, but also dispensed wisdom to the many strangers he met on his journeys. The legend of Johnny Appleseed lives on during the fall when apples are plentiful. Pennsylvania lays claim to having the first orchard Johnny Appleseed planted, while Mansfield, Ohio has a monument to the man. Also on this date, in 1960, Fidel Castro of Cuba gives the longest speech by a head of state at the UN General Assembly of nearly 4.5 hours. And in 2017, Saudi Arabia becomes the final country in the world to overturn a ban on women driving. If it's your birthday today, you share it with American poet and Nobel laureate T.S. Eliot, born in 1888. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
More stars are being added to the roster for the People's Choice Country Awards.
Brad Paisley and Machine Gun Kelly are joining the list of performers for the People's Choice Country Awards. The two stars will join Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady A, Miranda Lambert, The Warren Treaty, and more. Shania Twain hosts the show with Beyonce's country album Cowboy Carter leading with 12 awards. Zach Bryan follows with a total of 11 nominations, and Kacey Musgraves received 10. Dolly Parton, Post Malone, and Miranda Lambert are also among this year's nominees. The awards air live on NBC and Peacock. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, let's hit the late night crew. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC, talking about the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, after the first episode, six men were sent home. Yep, Joan eliminated four of them, and time took care of the other two.
All right, Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC, talking about the president's speech at the United Nations.
President Biden spoke yesterday at the 79th session of the UN General Assembly. That's right, he's older than the UN.
Got Me by The Kinks. And this entered the U.S. singles music charts 60 years ago on this day. Big hit for The Kinks. The usage of power chords and distorted guitar tones helped create a blueprint for future hard rock, metal, and punk.
Sounds complicated.
Kinks, You Really Got Me. It hit the music charts in the U.S. 60 years ago on this day. All right, Steve, let's go to ABC last night for the Golden Bachelorette.
Ooh.
All those guys trying to get one woman, Joan. And at one point, she took like eight of them out, and they had to do a talent show.
Really?
So they had to showcase, come up with something to entertain the crowd. So here's the guy, Kim, and here's his talent.
At the end of every rainbow, up there's a place where dreams come true. The journey that you've taken, I hope with all my heart, brings your search to a conclusion. For two who'll never part. Will we find love together, or maybe just be friends? Could I perhaps be the one who's at your rainbow's end?
Oh. He write that himself?
He may have. And
wow.
He was looking at the pad of paper, so he didn't memorize it.
Yeah.
That's and pretty... then when he got done with that, he's like, he thought he nailed it. He goes, and then when she didn't pick him for the rose, he was all ticked off.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the woman, is it a younger woman?
No, she's in her 60s.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Joan. Yeah.
Okay.
And meanwhile, the guy, of course, there's a guy from Wichita that's one of the suitors.
Yeah.
His name is Chalk. And
Chalk.
She chose him to go on a one-on-one date for a whole day at Disneyland.
Wow.
So Chalk is making some headway there with Joan.
Hanging out with Goofy.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what's going on in the Golden Bachelorette. The guy from Wichita doing pretty good. All right. He was born 114 years ago on this day. The first ever fitness guru, Jack LaLanne.
And now, here is the man who will show you how to feel better, look better, Jack LaLanne.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning to you. Thanks very, very much for letting me come into your home. You know, my name is Jack LaLanne, and I'm here for one reason and one reason only, to show you how to feel better and look better so you can live longer. Please, keep your dial right where it is, because I want to become real good friends with you. You know, there has been so much talk of late about the importance of exercise, the importance of better nutrition, the importance of positive thinking. All of these things we are going to learn together. I like to consider myself as your personal physical instructor and your health consultant, coming into your home every day.
If you appreciate what this dedicated man is doing for your health and figure, then tell a friend about the Jack LaLanne Show, this channel daily.
There you go, Jack LaLanne. Boy,
he was
years ahead of his time. 5'6" guy, doing aerobics on the television.
You bet.
His show was on from the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, and halfway through the 80s.
Wow.
He's on the air forever. Every morning doing calisthenics. Jack LaLanne, he was born 110 years ago on this day. And finally, it debuted on CBS 60 years ago on this night. A little show called Gilligan's Island, created and produced by Sherwood Schwartz, about seven castaways on an island, including the skipper of the boat that crashed, and the millionaire, Thurston Howell III.
Oh, Captain, will you have your man remove our luggage from this vessel?
Well, I'd be very happy to, Mr. Howell. Where would you have it removed to?
too.
Oh, someplace where the limousine can pick it up and take us to the nearest hotel.
I don't even know where we are. For all I know, this island is uninhabited. That storm drove us hundreds of miles off course. This island doesn't even appear on my Navy charts.
Well, you should have gotten your charts from a more reliable source.
There is no more reliable source in the United States Navy.
Yes, there is. The Sunnybrook Yacht Club. My outfit.
All right, Thurston. Oh, I love that show. They put it on Saturday nights. Got very high ratings in its three seasons. Gilligan's Island on ABC. They put it up against the Lawrence Welk Show on CBS.
Ouch.
Saturday nights was a big night on American television. And what a night for ABC on the Saturday night schedule. Starting out with the Jackie Gleason Show and moving on into Gilligan's Island. After that, something called Mr. Broadway. And then finishing up with Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke,
Saturday. What a powerful Saturday night lineup.
And I love Gunsmoke.
Jackie Gleason, Gilligan's Island, and Gunsmoke on Saturday nights. That was 60 years ago on this night, the debut of Gilligan's Island. By the way, of course, the character of Marianne in Gilligan's Island, she is from Winfield, Kansas. Why was she on the boat?
I don't know.
She won the trip and tour and a lottery.
Ah.
That's how she ended up on the boat and on the island. Girl from Winfield, Kansas. There you go, Gilligan's Island, 60th anniversary debut. The Blur is brought to you by Pizza John's at 208 South Baltimore in Derby. Stop by Pizza John's for lunch today. Pizza John's in Derby!
No Textron's direct negotiations expected this week. That's coming up on the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Three big things. Hurricane Helene expected to hammer the Gulf Coast with a 20-foot storm surge.
Two.
Wide support for a new ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
One.
Textron Aviation machinist strike enters day four. No talks expected before the weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now, the traffic volumes are getting a little bit thinner, and so things looking better on the roadways. Still, continue to watch for a bit of a slowdown. You can see this on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Stalled out vehicle southbound I-135, and it's right about MacArthur Road. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 54. For Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high again, 82 degrees. Now a clear sky, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a mixed close on Wall Street yesterday. This morning, trading's underway and the Dow is up by almost 206 points. S&P up 34 and the NASDAQ is trading up more than 183.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The fallout from the Textron Aviation machinist strike in Wichita appears to have derailed the company's plans next month for a major industry event. While it didn't mention the labor stoppage, Textron Aviation did announce yesterday it will not attend the National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas. The prominent annual convention, set for the third week of October, it involves companies across the globe showcasing the latest in industry products and innovation.
4 days into a Textron Aviation machinist strike involving nearly 5,000 workers, it appears both sides will not be returning to the bargaining table before the weekend. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Tuesday afternoon the company and the union remain in contact. Mediators have been contacted, and talks could potentially resume next week. Saturday, 70% of the machinist union represented Textron Aviation workers voted to reject a four-year contract offer and then approved a strike with 82% almost of the vote. Strike began Monday at midnight. That's three big, that is business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Stephen Ted. Today is National Pancake Day.
Yummy.
What could be better than pancakes, huh? You like pancakes?
Which will I'll renew my call. We need an original pancake house in Wichita.
All right.
Please come. I'm tired of going to Denver and St. Louis and Dallas.
To get your flat
to get my OPH.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about the little machines they have in some of the motels where you have your real breakfast. Those make waffles. They don't make pancakes. They make waffles.
Waffles.
That's a difference between a pancake.
There is
a
difference, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the new ones do make pancakes, more or less.
they print them. They're not really put in a pan, but they're printed out.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah.
And my favorite syrup is just the maple. Maple syrup's always bad. A lot of butter for me. What about you?
Oh, definitely.
Just slough it on there.
Yeah.
Have a pancake today. National Pancake Day. We celebrate just about everything here. And there you go. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning coming up here on the Glenn Beck program this morning. Vivek Ramaswamy, former presidential candidate. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's going to be on the Glenn Beck show today. And top of the hour news this morning, Hurricane Helene set to hammer the Gulf Coast. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.